Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Book of Simps.
Author Ronald Roden II takes you on a hilarious and eye-opening journey through history's most notorious cases of love-struck foolishness in his book, The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available on Amazon. From ancient rulers who crumbled for a pretty face to warriors who traded power for passion, this book reveals the shocking truth. Simping has always been a thing. Some men have lost entire kingdoms just to impress a woman. So how do you know if you might be a simp? Find out when you read The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available right now on Amazon.
And now on with the memes. Number one, in Berlin, women will be allowed to swim topless in public pools, just like the men. I guess this is where you cue the Middle Eastern rapists. Mamaries and migrants are a recipe for disaster. This is a major loss. Plus, you know they'll complain the men they don't want looking at them are committing assault. And you just know it's going to be the unattractive women like this that will be swimming topless in the pools. But it won't matter because the gooners will still turn the water in those pools milky white. Up next, I'm so sick and tired of alpha widows like this wanting a high-value man earning six figures, having no kids, and that takes care of her. Meanwhile, she's 220 pounds, brings stress, debt, and three babies from different baby daddies. Lady high-value men have options, and you're just not one of them. All women are like this these days, and you just know there's a population crash imminent because of it. They all want the same men, and none of them are willing to settle. Number three, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you see women like these? I'm seeing them everywhere in Toronto with 16-year-olds wearing booty shorts that expose the bottom of their buttocks. Luckily, those girls don't actually have any cottage cheese. This is what happens when the culture of slut-shaming can't be judged, and women are free to wear whatever they want. Someone was telling me that girls at their local church were now wearing pajamas. Moving on, why is this happening? People used to help you when you were hurt. Then they started filming you when you were hurt for social media engagement, and now you film yourself when you're hurt in order to get victim points. Looks like Uncle Ten was right about technology destroying us. What will happen in 2035? Will the AI-powered robot take a selfie when it falls? I don't think so. I think that in 10 years, many people will start walking away from phones and selfie culture entirely. Number 5, here's Millie Bobby Brown and her husband as they introduce their new baby Florence. I guess it's true that when a woman has a girl, the girl takes away her beauty. But she's 22 and this is ridiculous. The wall looks like it's coming for Gen Z faster than previous generations. But that hairstyle is also criminal because it makes her look like she's in her 50s. But at least it matches her face, which also looks like it's in her 40s or 50s. Looks like the last season of Stranger Things is going to jump forward 25 years into the future. Up next, the US paid $15 million to buy the southwest region of America from Mexico. Yet the Mexicans want you to think that it was stolen from them. Mexico once owned Texas and they invited in white migrants because they wanted to extract taxes from them. But the white people just decided to go their own way and secede, and lived better away from the Mexicans. If the Latinos in California think they can succeed and live a better life outside of America, then they should go for it. Then they'll start flooding into Utah or Colorado once California turns into the third world. Number 7, here's what a woman desperately trying to remain relevant looks like. Greta tried freeing Palestine, but got sent home on a non-reclining seat next to the bathroom. People have stopped caring about climate change, so she's trying to unsuccessfully change her grift. Apparently, Sky News in Australia calls her a doom goblin. She's probably going to have a lot more luck talking about the dangers of fetal alcohol syndrome. Moving on, why is it that women are willing to obey their bosses but not their husbands? Their husbands ask them to clean and they won't. But their boss asks them to do the same and they do it right away. Women are obedient to their bosses because he has power, status, and authority over them, and he gives her money. I guess that was probably what it was like for women that were married before they had careers. Women stopped working for their own husband so they could work for some other woman's husband instead. Number 9, this woman is intentionally trying to get some attention by being controversial, asking why men become so mean when a woman mentions pegging them. If she's being serious and she's trying to make that act a normal behavior and wants to encourage other women to do it too. But seriously, imagine being a woman and wanting a gay boyfriend. Maybe if she's being real about this, it's just about emasculating men and taking more power from us. Up next, the U.S. Army discharged this female soldier for abandoning her post in Niger to smash with a local man and get pregnant. Makes you wonder how often something like this happens. She was probably discharged by her pregnancy. But what's not stopping her from just going home and aborting the baby? She won't be punished either, and odds are, though, she's already being punished by having AIDS. Someone once told me that every female in the military is a slut. The only question is to what degree. Number 11, keep it up, guys. Looks like MGTOW has rapidly slowed the rate of cohabitation out there since 2008, when it finally gained some traction. Plus, we're dropping the marriage rate too by over 25% since the year 2000. It's more relaxing than ever being a single dude. Why do you need a woman in your life to ruin your peace? The elites probably thought that higher rents would get more men and women to live together. Meanwhile, the opposite has happened. Moving on, Sydney Sweeney put on weight for a Christy Martin biopic, and all of it went to her boobs and butts. My oh my, how terrible. She needs to post proof though, or it didn't happen. For women, fat distribution is one of the most important parts of their looks. The ones that get fat yet still have a flat chest are cursed by nature. Finally, some celebrity news I'm actually interested in. I also really hope that she's still attached to the remake of Barbarella. Number 13, here's more of women's desperation showing. This one says that men should date older women because they're two generations behind women. That younger men would benefit from the wisdom of an older partner. Shaming us to date junior geriatrics won't work. Men want youth and fertility. But if we say that younger women should date older men because they would benefit from our experience, then feminists will lose their mind. This woman is trying to tell us that she's a PDF file without telling us. Up next, this is proof of female privilege in our soy society. A greater percentage of third-class women on board the Titanic than first-class men ended up surviving. And the second-class men died the most. I guess the middle class ended up at the bottom both literally and figuratively. The sinking of the Titanic could also be seen as one of the greatest wealth transfers from men to women in history. Remember that only 17% of men survived the sinking of the Titanic. Number 15, this radical abortion activist was given $20 million by the Democrat Party to create a campaign to understand men. They want to stuff men into the mold that they can understand instead. Looks to me like their agenda is to get male voters while at the same time not wanting males in the party. She could get a couple billion dollars and it still wouldn't change things at all. She used to alienate men and now she wants to win them over. Moving on, looks like Sabrina Carpenter's new album cover is out. Do many women want to be treated like this? Yes, but only by the top 5% of men that they find attractive. But it's not actually the position they want, but the emotional high that comes from being demeaned by a top-tier man. I remember back in the 80s that fictional album cover with Spinal Tap, a made-up band for a film. Now real albums are starting to do stuff like this too. My, how soy-society is morally decayed. Number 19, Nintendo made a study revealing that Luigi is the most attractive character for women. I guess male height matters even in video games. Tristan Tate says that he's sure that applies to celebrity brothers like him and Andrew as well. Little known fact, but biology is strange, and from what I've noticed, older brothers tend to be shorter than their younger brothers. The theory is that parents get better at feeding their younger children because they didn't give enough food to the older ones, but I'm not so sure. Up next is Wayman says that boob men make her feel uneasy because they have mommy issues. That the booty is a much better indicator of fitness and health. Are you really surprised that men aren't allowed to have preferences when it comes to women? But what happens when a woman has little to no buttocks or boobs? Then you basically have Taylor Swift. Then you just smile at her pretty face and keep on walking. Also, this is a woman complaining about men liking boobs. She's just jealous. Number 19, apparently now toxic masculinity is a hidden cost to employers. I guess companies better start firing all those strong masculine men and replacing them with soy boys. Women don't usually have the same qualities as men, and when they see them and men using them to succeed in the workplace, they get jealous and upset, and therefore try and label them as bad or wrong. Women are also aggressive, but they just usually do it covertly. Moving on, here's another retarded news story. This one says that white people prefer white people on dating apps, but that can be changed. Why aren't they identifying who is behind this social engineering? It usually sounds like when you sneeze. The people trying to get everyone to race mix probably don't understand that if we all start looking like Brazilians, that they also have racism based on how light or dark their features are. You can't really make everyone into clones. Number 21, the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s are probably the best time to be alive. Yes, it was beautiful, and it won't come again. The 80s had toys like G.I. Joe, Transformers, and Star Wars, which were amazing. Same thing with the golden age of arcade games and the rise of NES and consoles. The film industry finally got great film stock, and movies were amazing, and computer-generated graphics were novel and great. In the late 90s and early 2000s, the internet was free of normies, and it was amazing. There were hundreds of music genres, and PC gaming was new. 2007 and 8 was the beginning of the end. OpNexus is how base Winston Churchill was. Lady Astor said that if she were married to him, she would poison his coffee. He said if he was married to her, he would gladly drink it. Another great comeback from Churchill was when someone accused him of being a drunk and he said, "I might be drunk, madam, but you're ugly, and in the morning I'll be sober." I wonder what he would say if he was alive today through this period of migrant mayhem. Number 23, if you're going to go out there and date, then get yourself someone who looks the way that Amber Turd used to look at Johnny Depp. On second thought, you better stay single. Then again, the only reason she probably looked at him like this is because she had cash signs in her eyes. This is a perfect example that love can be faked. The reason he fell for her is because she was crazy and therefore probably good in bed, until she eventually shed it. Moving on, the UK is a joke. A pensioner lost her house to a gang of squatters, and the police can't help. She was visiting her lonely 102-year-old friend when it happened. If you're white and British, you have a few options. You can leave the country, stay and overthrow the government, or just stay and wait by buying a pie hat or burqa and just wait until the Muslims take over and impose Sharia. None of those solutions is optimal, and making no decision is still making a decision. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened between 1980 and 2025? Looks like someone's been snacking on ding-dongs and ho-hos. Either that or she ate the computer and she's still digesting it, so please give her a couple more years. Also, shouldn't it be more like the year 2000 on the left instead of 1980? I remember having a monitor that big from 1998 to 2003. Otherwise, she wouldn't be looking too bad for a gal in her late 40s or early 50s. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and subscribe, links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.